SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
Victorian woman Alice uses medicinal cannabis on a daily basis to manage symptoms of her stage 4 endometriosis and multiple sclerosis. Endometriosis is a disease in which a tissue identical to the uterus lining grows outside the uterus, and multiple sclerosis is a condition in which the immune system attacks the brain and spinal cord. Both conditions come with symptoms of severe pain and incapacitation. Although medicinal cannabis has been legal in Australia since February 2016, under the Victorian law, drivers are not allowed to drive under the intoxicating element tetrahydrocannabinol, THC, easily detected in routine drug tests. But for people like Alice, there is not much of a choice, as THC is the only effective component for many chronic diseases. She says she is not impaired when she drives.
I drive anyway. I don't have a choice. I don't have family. I don't have someone to drive my kids to school. You don't even have the money to do Uber groceries or delivery services every day for all the things that we need. Not driving is not an option for me. Definitely do not get in the car impaired. I would never, ever do that. But my tolerance and everybody's tolerance when you are prescribed cannabis, you get to a certain point where, for me, it's a couple of hours when I've consumed high THC medication at night, and a couple of hours, and that effect wears off, which means I'm not impaired to drive. But that's where I'm at now because I've been taking it for so long.
Pharmacologist and researcher at the University of Sydney, Dr. Michael Udo, supports her claim, saying the effect of medicinal cannabis can be on a person-to-person basis.
You can have some people who have very high concentration of THC, but they are not impaired now. And this is usually typically chronic users or experienced users, whereas you could have someone with a very low blood concentration of THC, and they are very impaired. So it's very difficult for the law enforcement agencies to really easily determine whether a particular blood concentration of THC is sufficient to induce cognitive impairment.
The Allan Labor government in Victoria is conducting a world-first trial to determine whether Victorians who use medical cannabis can drive safely. As part of the 2024-2025 Victorian budget, the Labor government plans to invest $4.9 million in an 18-month trial with Swinburne University to research prescribed medicinal cannabis users while driving on a designated track. In the trial, researchers will evaluate participants' ability to manage distractions as well as their driving performances, which include steering, braking and speed control. However, Legalized Cannabis Victoria believes that before the trial begins, a legal defense should be established for unimpaired drivers with prescriptions for the medication. David Etterschenk is a member of the Legislative Council representing the Western Metropolitan Region of Melbourne.
This is the latest of literally dozens and dozens of such studies. And whilst it might be useful, the effect will be that there will be no decision on this issue for another 2 to 3 years. And all medicinal cannabis patients are deeply distressed that they will be left in limbo for that period and have to make a choice that's often very difficult between taking medicinal cannabis and risking their license or using heavier opioids and benzodiazepine type drugs. And so we are in for the fight. And we are simply calling on the government to introduce this medical defence whilst the trial is underway and until they pass legislation.
and Rachel Payne, member for Southeastern Metropolitan Region in the Upper House of the Victorian Parliament, representing Legalised Cannabis Victoria, says some patients who used to use medicinal cannabis for their chronic illnesses are now having to use more impairing drugs like opiates to avoid legal strife on the road.
What we have found is that roadside drug testing tests for presence of three types of drugs. It tests for THC, it tests for amphetamines, and it tests for MDMA. It does not test for other impairing medications such as opiates or cocaine or other drugs that we know people may be consuming. But what we're finding is that medicinal cannabis patients are being discriminated against even though they are taking their medication as prescribed by their doctor.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
Dr. Udo believes although medicinal cannabis is effective for chronic diseases, nuances should be considered, especially for drivers and road users. For many states in Australia, drug driving offences are applicable irrespective of if it is medical or for recreational purposes. However, in Tasmania, it is legal for a person prescribed with medicinal cannabis to drive as long as they are not impaired by the drug. And in Western Australia, the health department is consulting health experts on the matter. Mr. Ettershank believes Victoria should follow Tasmania's lead, given there has been no indication of increased crash risk since the state's legislation was implemented. And Kelly King, spokeswoman for Montu, Clinic Alternalief and the Cannabis Council of Australia, says medical cannabis is a legitimate treatment option for those living with more than 130 common and chronic conditions. Ms. King says THC, being the psychoactive component of medical cannabis, can be detected days or even weeks after patients take the medication. She says the approximately 7,000 affected users in Victoria should not be criminalised.
If taken in accordance with doctor's directions, the impact on driving is very low, and it is no different to any other medication in that multiple medications have impacts on cognitive impairment and driving, but they're not tested for. Because if this was about road safety, then we would test for other cognitive impairing effects as well on other medications, but we don't. And that is a huge problem. But moreover, the impact that it has on driving is also not tested. It's not fair for patients to test positive and, you know, be criminalised for taking these medications so long after their prescription medication and any of these effects have well and truly worn off.
During a random drug test, Will, a truck driver, tested positive for THC while showing no signs of impairment. He lost his license for 6 months, along with his livelihood, after which he had to sell his trucks and his home. Will suffers from scoliosis, a hereditary spinal condition, and says he has had to depend on opioids, which are more impairing and less effective.
I'm back working again, driving trucks, but I'm not on the medical cannabis at the moment. Because of the laws at the moment, they don't allow it. I'm back to taking opioids, and it's uncomfortable.
But Alice, who is a single mom, says the benefits for her outweighs the costs.
Everybody that is prescribed this is begging the government to please stop making us wait. We're not criminals. We're not a bunch of stoners. We are not doing the wrong thing, because you can't tell us that it is okay to be prescribed and it's 100% legal, and then telling us you can't drive because it's illegal.
Omar Bello, SBS News.